Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for November the 17th. In the year of our Lord, 2016, hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast that promotes God, family, and country and protects life, liberty, and property at every turn. We believe in the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America. We call it the blueprint for liberty. We also are convinced the checks and balances put in place by our founding fathers. Absolutely brilliant. One of the great ways to restore the republic. One of the great ways to preserve the nation. One of the great ways to make America great again. It takes all of us to get involved and live good, honest, moral lives and then stand for the principles that made America great. It's been done before and we can do it again. That's why we stand against a revolution, but stand for a restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to the broadcast, ladies and gentlemen. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. By the way, this half hour is brought to you by Raw Honey, delivered directly to your door. Incredible tasting raw honey. By the way, you can get a hold of Kurt to learn more. There's several kinds to choose from. He'll explain them to you, and you can pick and, wow, taste them all is my recommendation. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211, or Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com. And when you get your raw honey, ask him about your scientifically-backed free vigor test. You can have energy in your life again with natural health and healing solutions and track it with a scientifically-backed free vigor test. Ask Kurt about that when you get your raw honey today. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com or 801-669-2211. And by the way, if you need incredible print jobs for Patriot efforts you're working on, become a member of GiveMeLibertyFund.com and then go to Kurt, who owns Patriot Printing, and say, hey, man, I need some help printing some stuff for my political, work. And Kurt Crosby will take good care of you. Check it out. Get a hold of Kurt today. All right, now, this half hour is also brought to you in part by, as I mentioned, if you want a win-win-win situation for Patriots, please think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. That's GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Also brought to you in part by the Power Mall. Please do business with the good guys today. Tell them Sam and Kurt sent you. Specifically say, hey, man, Liberty Roundtable and crew sent me to you, and I want to purchase plenty of products. And, well, when you support them and they support us, it's just a fantastic thing for all of us. So the recap starts now of yesterday's award-winning broadcast, available, by the way, on your Roku player. Look for the Liberty News Radio channel, live and on-demand radio, Liberty Roundtable, and many other talk shows. Free, live, and on-demand, both. That's live and on-demand. Roku player, look for the Liberty News Radio channel. If you want Liberty Roundtable archives, on-demand radio or live radio, LibertyRoundtable.com gets that done. If you want a bunch of incredible talk shows, Liberty Roundtable being one of them, well, they're syndicated by LibertyNewsRadio.com. Check it out today, LibertyNewsRadio.com. And if you want one of the best news sites on the internet, LibertyNewsDaily.com. So let me give them to you again. LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com, and LibertyNewsDaily.com. And if you'd like to donate, every penny you give us will really help us. By the way, we just nailed down the details. We are going to Washington, D.C. in January to celebrate the inauguration. Yeah, the swearing-in of Donald J. Trump, ladies and gentlemen. We're going to do that. We're also going to be there for an incredible event for the Constitutional Sheriffs and Peace Officers Association, CSPOA.org. And we've got a meeting room. We're going to meet on the 21st of January for our Training the Trainers event on the East Coast, Washington, D.C. It's going to be incredible. So if you're available for that, let us know. We'll make sure we get details to you. Again, it's Training the Trainers, those who want to be certified in the CSPOA training to train others is what we're talking about. CSPOA.org. Details are not there yet because I just inked the deal for everybody like last night. And so we'll have details up very soon about that. Keep an eye on the ball. CSPOA.org. Now the recap starts now. We talked about Ben Carson turns down the opportunity to serve in the Trump administration. They literally said, Ben, you can have almost any post you want. And Ben said, no, I don't think so. I don't have government experience. I don't want to do that. I think I could really help better from the outside than I can from inside the administration. I don't know what's going on with that. I encourage Ben to help with the administration. However, Ben Carson may be very wise. And I don't really know what's going on with that, but there's something that doesn't make sense. Let me give you an example. Ben Carson, a good friend of mine, brought up this fact. Tim Stark said, hey, you know what? That doesn't make any sense when he says he doesn't have government experience. That's why he won't serve. Because remember, he was supposed to be the guy that was going to run for president. Would he have not been willing to be the president because he doesn't have experience? See, something doesn't make sense. Either he believes he can really do better from the outside, or he knows something we don't know about the administration that he doesn't want to be part of. I don't know what's up, but that's very strange. House Republicans unanimously renominate Paul Ryan to serve as Speaker of the House. To me, this is a serious disappointment. It just points to the status quo in Washington continuing. Michael Moore, he predicts that Donald Trump will not last 4 years. He'll either be impeached or he'll resign, says Michael Moore. And by the way, he's not the only one saying that. Trump campaign in disarray, lies Politico. They claim that the Trump campaign's in disarray. But look, many presidential transitions have not gone super smooth. And Donald Trump says internally it's going very smooth, but I get it. From the outside, it may not look like that. But we need to realize that, you know what, a lot of times, just because people are trying to be very cautious and very deliberate about who they pick, and just because there's kind of a battle inside for control of the Republican Party, that doesn't mean that Donald's not got it together and not progressing properly. Anyway, we ought to hear a bunch of details today, from what I'm told, about who will be where, etc. But anyway, Politico's lying, saying the Trump campaign is disarray. That's not even close to true. How do I know? Because people are literally calling me and asking me some opinions on who ought to be where in the administration, etc. Now, I'm not directly dealing with Trump on that. It's through some different people that I've even been asked. I'm just telling you that it's not as it seems. They want you to believe it's in complete disarray. It isn't true. They're literally reaching out methodically, trying to find the right people for positions. And believe it or not, I commend them for that. I commend them for a cautious approach. I commend them for working through and checking with people they know. People who are conservatives, people who have been around for a long time. It's a wise and methodical, careful choice, and good for them, by the way. One main reason the U.S. border wall has not been built, Dromar Corsi writes an article for WorldNet Daily, WND.com, that's very good. Yeah, there's just been no funding by Congress to get it done. We need to fund it and build the wall yesterday. Hour two, James Edwards, author of Racism, Schmacism, and well-known talk show host in his own right, his broadcast every Saturday evening, LibertyNewsRadio.com syndicates it, but go to thepoliticalcesspool.org to listen live and on demand. James Edwards and crew over at the Political Cesspool, they do a great job. Michelle Obama, quote, called an ape in heels. All heck breaks loose. WorldNet Daily has it. I'm telling you right now, this mayor of a small town agreed, and hot water, and everybody says racist, and wow, it just went kind of crazy. But we need to remember we all have the right to discriminate. Even though I don't believe in discrimination of any kind, I do say that we have the right to do that. People can think and believe and act as they will. People have the right to their own conscience and to their free speech. If somebody wants to say, you know what, Michelle Obama looks like an ape in heels, no. It's not something I would ever say, but you know what? They have the right to say it. We need to be very careful about defending people's rights, even when we disagree with those rights. Because if we let their ox be gored, when will it be ours? U.S. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat of Massachusetts, called Trump advisor Stephen Bannon a white supremacist. Senator Rand Paul stands up and defends Steve Bannon. So you got Elizabeth Warren calling Steve Bannon a white supremacist and Rand Paul standing up going, nuh-uh, that's bogus. Boy, do I agree with Rand Paul. Breitbart News, which Bannon has served as the executive chairman for a while, they're now preparing a lawsuit against a major media company over claims of claiming that it's a white nationalist website. What's fascinating about that is James Edwards sued the Detroit News for this. Same kind of lie. Now Breitbart suing. Donald Trump threatening to sue. Wow. Everybody's taking a page out of the playbook for James Edwards. New York Times publisher vows to rededicate paper to reporting honestly. The New York Times, by them saying that they're vowing to report honestly, in that lie again, they prove they're dishonest. Otherwise, how could you start reporting or return to reporting honestly? If you're going to rededicate your paper to reporting honestly, that admits blatantly that you weren't honest before, huh? Wow.
My sister was smoking, and I watched her. She asked me if I wanted some, and I said sure, and she taught me how to smoke, and that was my first experience.
Every day, an estimated 3,000 teens start smoking.
Both my parents smoke. I mean, seeing them smoke, watching them, thinking, well, they do it, it's not going to hurt me.
Smoking sends mixed messages to your children.
They just recently found out. I just told my mom, so she was shocked, very shocked.
I think parents have a big influence on whether or not their children smoke, because even if the parent says that they don't agree with it, it really doesn't hold a lot of water. I mean, you can say, I don't agree with you smoking, but when you light up 5 minutes later, it doesn't hold a lot of water.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Are you familiar with the term vigor, strength in body and mind? He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kirk Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kirk Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live. We're still in the middle of the recap of yesterday's show. Mike Pence will be the most powerful Christian supremacist in U.S. history, writes Jeremy Scahill. He's crazy. What, a Christian supremacist? Wow, I didn't know that's what Mike Pence was, but you know what? I believe God is supreme. So it's very strange how that works, but wow, white supremacists, Christian supremacists, what's next? Christians are being killed for organ harvesting. Leo Homan writes that for WorldNet Daily. New evidence also suggests that China is engaged in large-scale organ harvesting, killing prisoners, taking their organs, selling them on the very lucrative international market. Pro-lifers won battle to publicize baby body part disposal. I mean, it's just crazy what's going on in the world, folks. We also talked about this, gay cake hate case looming for Europe's highest court as well. We talked about Twitter banning alt-right accounts of all kinds of people supposedly from the alt-right claiming they're involved in a bunch of hate speech. Wow. Houston mom investigated after kicking 7-year-old son out of house for voting for Donald Trump. Yeah, by the way, sometimes they have these elections or whatever for school kids. The kid is in his school election voted for Donald, came home and told his mom and she freaked, kicked him out. Kind of crazy. All right, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday, available on demand at libertyroundtable.com. Without further ado, news the networks refuse to use starts now. Kirk Cosby with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
You know, the liberals and those who hate Donald Trump, at least supposedly, and those who just cannot stand any conservative viewpoints of any kind, Kurt, are just melting down from literally closing schools down, class walkouts, counselors in the schools to help people deal with the grief. It goes on and on and on, but it gets worse. Michael Moore saying Donald Trump probably won't even finish his presidency. He'll either resign or get impeached. He's not the only one saying that. Now there's an American university professor. I don't know if you know this guy. His name is Alan Lichtman, Kurt. And he's one of the only guys to predict that Donald Trump would win. Now he's predicting. He says, quote, there's a very good chance that Donald Trump could face impeachment, he reports to CNN. So the liberals just, I mean, every way they could possibly think of. Do you think that Donald Trump will get impeached and or resign? They claim that he's so fast and loose with the law that it'll catch up with him, and the Republicans will just, you know, love the chance to kick him out. They didn't want him in the first place. Do you think that, Kurt?
I would say I'd be very surprised. I think that guys like Ryan and McConnell, you know, they're political animals. And, I mean, those are the two guys in charge of those two other houses. And I think if they don't see the writing on the wall that such a huge amount of people support Donald Trump and his, his platform, basically, his plan, which would mean the end of their power if they, you know, go after him. And they, I, at least in my opinion, if they're going to be the political animals, I think they've got to realize this. Now, the problem for them, at least in my opinion, as
for the
well,
Republicans, you mean?
Is, well, for these two leaders, the insider Republicans, you know, I call them.
So
the,
for
the king men, the you
for
know,
Paul Ryan the, and what's his face?
Yeah, McConnell.
Mitch McConnell. Okay.
You got that? In my opinion, they are part of the insider crowd, or else they'd never be there. And so what you've got is that, you know, you've got these groups of people trying to run the show. And I believe they pretty much oppose Donald Trump. The problem is the people are with him. And so then you've got that whole battle going on. So I don't really expect an impeachment. What I hope for is that the Trump administration will get the people that they need to work with, you know. They'll nominate judges like, for example, you said Judge Roy Moore. They'll do the things that the people need done and that should be done and to make America great again. And that the, you know, they'll do their best to expose the insiders, the internationalists, the globalists that have basically been trying to hijack our country. And those guys will just kind of I don't mean they're going to like disappear, because the insider boys will still be around. But I hope they'll be dealt a blow that they may not be able to come back and have power for quite some time.
Yeah, I hope you're right. It's just interesting how more and more people are starting to say that. And here's what I find fascinating. If we cannot impeach Obama, Kurt, for all the criminal mischief he's been involved in, from literally fast and loose behavior from the Oval Office in terms of legislating without congressional approval, I mean, he's not even in the legislative branch, to just creating edicts from on high, using the you know, presidential pen, or, you know, presidential decision directives and all this stuff, to executive orders, to and the Republicans didn't rein him in on anything, even though they had control of the House and the Senate both. Really, they're going to turn on Trump? I don't think so, Kurt. I think these guys are just wishful thinking here. You know, I hope Donald is reserved and careful and builds an appropriate relationship. But time will tell. All I'm telling you is I doubt that's going to happen. I really do. All right. Thomas Jefferson, speaking of folks that aren't being treated fairly these days, huh, Kurt?
Who did you say, Sam? Say it one more time.
Thomas Jefferson.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, the guy basically started what was called the University of Virginia.
Yes, sir. He sure did.
And yet now at that same university, he's basically persona non grata. You know, this is a WorldNet Daily piece, but it's pretty interesting to me that the nation's third president, of course, that's Thomas Jefferson, is, they say, too controversial for the current scholars at the school he founded. Yep, that's University of Virginia. The president there, Teresa Sullivan, you know, she called for the school to come together as a university community, as a country, in spite of any lingering differences of political opinion. She then quoted Jefferson. Now, that was where she went off the rail, you know what I mean? Basically said, she said that University of Virginia students are not of ordinary significance, only they are exactly the persons who are to succeed to the government of our country and to rule its future, enmities, its friendships and fortunes. That's a quote from Thomas Jefferson. Boy, that ticked off a whole bunch of other guys. One of them signed a letter, and a whole bunch of them signed. 469 students and faculty. You know, especially because of, they say, well, Jefferson's treatment of the slaves, et cetera, you know, same old thing gets brought up again. Anyway, the bottom line is,
and by the way, that
Thomas
Sally
Jefferson
story about his slave and babies, and, you know, there's evidence that that's not even correct anymore, Kurt, but they still just peddle that lie, my friend.
Yeah, it's almost like the old separation of church and state thing. They keep talking about it over and over, but it's not true.
And then we got to have separation between bureaucrats and their lies, huh? All right, Liberty Roundtable live in seconds.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
This hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. Supposedly enlightened students and faculty at the University of Virginia threw a tantrum when they were triggered by the use of a Thomas Jefferson quote in a post-election email sent by University President Teresa Sullivan. Thomas Jefferson wrote to a friend that University of Virginia students are not of ordinary significance only. They are exactly the persons who are to succeed to the government of our country and rule its future entities, its friendships, and fortunes. Assuming that Jefferson was correct in his assessment of the university's importance, the reaction prompted by the quote is a direful portent for the future of the country. For many of us, the inclusion of Jefferson quotations in these emails undermines the message of unity, equality, and civility that you are attempting to convey, complained a letter to Sullivan, composed by several professors, and signed by 469 students and faculty. Some members of the university community chose that university in spite of, rather than because of, Thomas Jefferson's legacy, the letter explained, alluding to the fact that he, like several other prominent founders, was a slave owner. Jefferson was the founder of the University of Virginia, one of two accomplishments he saw fit to list on his tombstone. If you want a win-win-win opportunity for patriots, think GiveMeLibertyFund.com. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's WorldAffairsBrief.com. For the news the networks refuse to use, turn to LibertyNewsDaily.com. For LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
So they're going ballistic against Thomas Jefferson. They just can't even stand that his ideas might guide their moral behavior, Kurt. Yeah, kind of beyond the pale in my mind, but again, the relentless attack on anything good, honest, moral, and praiseworthy is just absolutely, you know, destroyed these days in our modern society.
It's exactly right, Sam. And the good guys at World Net Daily also quote David Barton. And they explain that, by the way, we've had David Barton on the program, a great historical guy.
Yeah, and by the way, when we were at the Republican National Convention, we walked by and there was David. And we're like, hey, buddy. And he's like, what's up? And we rapped for a while there at the Republican Convention, just, you know.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he came by and was on the program. But, you know, he says basically the reason that Thomas Jefferson gets beat up so much these days is that Americans are so, well, poorly informed about his, well, the true history of Thomas Jefferson, you know, and, well, that's because we teach so many people so much, well, gobbledygook that they just, minds are, like old Rush Limbaugh would say, all full of mush and no valuable information put in there, you know.
Boy, do I hear that.
Yeah.
All right, now, Kurt, you brought up a story, and I've had this one for quite a while. University tries out ban on sweetened beverages, CNN.
Yeah, now, you know, this is, at least to me, this is an interesting kind of a diet story or whatever you want to call it. It's interesting how universities, I mean, this is kind of politically incorrect, Sam, to do this, and yet maybe it's sort of what would you say, the end thing, you know, the whole point that everybody's saying about what is it, obesity and all that stuff. In this particular deal, one of the things that the story points out is that there is quite a bit of money to be made with all these facilities. Either the companies that supply them pay the university a lot or whatever, but in this particular university, they got rid of, you know, the soft drinks with the corn syrup and the sugar, and replaced them with basically juices and that kind of thing. And they had a nice response, you know. They basically say that people can get by without that. Now, they didn't make it so that people couldn't bring them in on campus. It wasn't like the soda pop police or whatever. But at least they weren't, I guess you could say, selling them themselves.
So what do you think? You for this?
Well, I got to err on the side of freedom and that kind of thing. But on the other hand, if it's your establishment, you can choose, you know, what you want to sell. I mean, they didn't,
sure.
They weren't making those people not, well, able to access them or whatever like that. But
well, I kind of think of it like Survivor, Kurt. Put a bunch of drinks there, and the ones that people don't use just start to eliminate.
Yeah.
And well, if people choose right, then you know what? Good things happen. That's one way. My big problem is this. I err on the side of freedom as well. I want to be very careful, though, when we start talking about these universities and these big old behind-the-scenes contracts. You know, it's kind of like the university gets involved in kind of peddling things that may not be good for you. I know that a lot of sports and beer and, you know, that kind of stuff happens too. And so, I mean, I don't know that I'm for a ban necessarily, but I will say that it's always good to gravitate towards healthier foods. And if the people want that or are willing to have that, then, hey, that's great. All right. Did you hear about
point.
This?
This was, by the way, this was University of California at San Francisco.
Yeah.
And they
Those
took
guys
this
are totally
bold
in the
step
choice down there.
Not really.
Well, they want
most
to kill
things,
babies,
at least. Yeah, that's what I mean. They persuaded every vendor on campus to stop selling beverages with added sugar. Persuaded them.
Yeah.
It's a sales ban. Which
they say
means,
that it's voluntary, Kurt.
The university has opted out of the business of selling and profiting off of sugar-sweetened beverages.
Yeah, they don't want to do that. They'll probably start selling pot pretty soon down there in California, though, Kurt.
Well, yeah, that's Laura Schmidt. She's a professor of health policy in the School of Medicine. She spearheaded the voluntary sales ban, which took effect July 1, 2015.
I guess the students don't get to choose, do they, Kurt?
Well, it's just like voluntary taxes, you know what I mean? They required 3 years to get everybody on board. It's a very, very big institution, she said.
Yeah.
Adding that she and her colleagues went door to door, going a little door to door, to meet with people.
The volunteer effort.
Yeah, she said the story says the visitors are free to bring in whatever beverage they want or leave campus to buy it. The one new rule is that every food source on campus, from the Subway restaurant to the vending machine in the lounge, will not sell the usual sugary beverages.
I don't think they ought to be able to have Subway over there, Kurt, because a lot of those meats, the way they're cured and the way they're dealt with,
coming,
could give
Sam.
You cancer, bro. Come
don't
on.
Don't you think? That'll be
absolutely.
Coming. Anyway, she said the definition of sugar-sweetened beverages is pretty standard at this point. It's beverages with added sugars.
Oh, there that was really intelligent. I'm glad she worked
good
at the university
definition.
Because, my goodness.
These beverages, they say, include syrupy coffee drinks, milkshakes, and natural juices containing fructose. However, UCSF, that's the university there, has not banished diet drinks, including zero-calorie sodas.
Not. They're even worse for you, Kurt. But these guys are just basically tyrannical down there, a bunch of thugs acting like it's a voluntary ban. It's good to gravitate towards these things, knocking on everybody's door, and it's kind of like, you're going to ban these sodas, right? Now, you know your contract's coming up, right? You know, kind of forced voluntarism going on. I kind of reject all that. So they try it out. The students will probably revolt pretty soon. Keep an eye on that. Now, there's a story for the New York Times, the NYPD, Kurt. I don't know if you saw this, but a Rutgers University professor literally got taken to the hospital for evaluation after threatening to kill white people. The bottom line is the poor professor was distraught because, you know, Hillary lost and the Donald won. And literally was threatening to kill white people and then got taken down and evaluated. And now the professor's dropping F-bombs and really mad, saying, you know what, this is Trump's ban on freedom of speech has already started. Because look, Kurt, he didn't really threaten to kill people. I mean, I know he did, but it was really, it wasn't literal, Kurt. It was a philosophical threatening.
Just a joke, you know, like that one lady. She
Kurt,
a joke
listen, a philosophical threatening.
Oh, yeah, philosophical.
See what I mean? Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, what's interesting to me about this is you and I, if we said stuff like that, we wouldn't be taken for evaluation and then let go on the streets, buddy.
Philosophical.
It's just, here's the difference, though. You know, they say we're violent, we're anti-government, we're this and that. Kurt, we don't say things like that. You want to know why?
You shouldn't say things like that.
Well, that's a good reason why not, but there's a bigger reason why we don't.
Let's see. It's dangerous?
Well, that's true. There's a bigger reason.
It's not nice.
Oh, that's a great reason, but that's not the biggest reason. The biggest reason, Kurt, is because we don't believe things like that. Yeah, we don't feel like that. That's not what our hearts and minds believe and think and feel. And okay, that is what this professor thinks, though.
Yeah, good point.
Okay, I don't mean to be rude. I'm just saying I don't believe that we ought to kill anybody, Kurt.
Yeah.
I mean, now, I get that if there's a, you know, right of self-defense, sometimes to preserve life, sometimes, you know, we need to take life. I get that in war or self-defense or very unique, special circumstances. But it's certainly not something I go around and think about ever. And it's certainly something that makes me ill to even think about killing someone, Kurt.
Yeah.
Okay, we don't think that way. We don't believe that way. And this Rutgers professor literally gets hauled down to an evaluation for threatening to kill white people. And I just think, man, these are the kind of things. But then they're like, see, Sam, you're white supremacist because you believe that white people should be able to have babies and stuff. To me, these people are off their rockers, man. All right, by the way, you remember Jerry Falwell, right, Kurt?
Religious guy.
Yeah, but he's passed away, right?
Okay.
But this is Jerry Falwell Jr., right?
Okay.
Willing to serve in the Trump administration, Kurt.
There you go.
Are you willing to serve the Trump administration, my friend?
You know, I try to serve my country wherever possible. I don't expect a call, Sam.
I think they ought to get a hold of Kurt Crosby, put him in charge of the agriculture department.
Yeah, if we can try to get rid of that thing, it's like Ezra Tapman's.
Amen to that. Quick pause, Sam and Kurt on your radio.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
Break the bond of Big Pharma. Hi, it's Joyce Riley with the Power Hour to tell you about the powerful benefits of Strauss Heart Drops. Many people today are locked into the routine of taking multiple prescription drugs. Strauss Herb Company believes that everything the body needs is provided by nature. Strauss Heart Drops may clear congested arteries, restore damaged muscle, maintain healthy cholesterol levels, and flush toxins and metals from the body. They may even be helpful in treating varicose veins. And unlike prescription drugs that are packed with chemicals, Strauss Heart Drops are 100% natural and harness the healing power of herbs like garlic, cayenne, white willow bark, and mistletoe. For the full line of Strauss products, I urge you to call the Power Hour at 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. And remember, beware of knockoffs. Get the original. Get Strauss Heart Drops.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, all things eventually end up in Hollywood, don't they, Kurt?
Well, Hollywood has a lot to do. Hollywood has a lot to do with our whole thinking in the world, just because of the movies that we watch and that kind of thing. And now, Sam, you know, I think the movies will be even a little bit more kind of gentle to the Chinese, Sam. One of the big operators there in China is a guy named Wang Jianlin. I'm sure I said that right. He's China's richest man. And he weighs in on everything, they say, from Nicole Kidman to Disney's Bob Iger and NBC's Steve Burke. He says they are gifted leaders and also very creative, and opens up about his brutal upbringing. But the bottom line is, this guy is putting billions and buying, well, he's putting investing billions in all six Hollywood studios. So,
now explain what people what you mean by when we say all six Hollywood studios, because this is interesting. It covers the waterfront like you wouldn't believe.
Yeah, you've got movies, you know, different. Yeah, well, Hollywood studios, basically you get different NBC's, Universal, Disney's. I mean, you got all these different places that you can film a movie or kind of do them, if you will.
Well, or music, or, you know, etc. I mean, there's all kinds of. I don't know if I should use the word genres, because that's not exactly right, but all different art forms even represented, right?
Yep, yep. They call this the U.S. entertainment sector. They're acquiring like theater chains, all these kind of things, and what they're doing it with was, this is kind of a Trump-connected story, in my opinion, but they're doing it with all that extra money they've got from dealing with America, and they're trying to figure out, hey, what do we buy with it? So they've been buying, these movie things, theme
well, at least
parks,
somebody
digital
has,
marketing. Yeah.
At least somebody has money to spend, Kurt. None of us do, because, you know, our economy's been melting down with our trade deficits for literally almost our whole lifetimes, Kurt.
Yeah, they spent $1 billion in the current acquisition of Dick Clark Productions.
And what would you do if the Chinese guy wanted to invest in Liberty News Radio, Kurt? What do you think we should do?
Well,
should we just take the cash?
You know, I suppose we'd have to see if the guy, you know, maybe we'd do kind of like the Ron Paul thing, where the people wanted to invest and they were what? Well, they wanted to support his efforts, and they were of questionable character, they accused him of being a supporter of prostitution simply because he took some money from him. He said to him, "Well, if they want to support freedom and liberty, whether they're prostitutes or not, I'm for that."
If the Chinese want to support Liberty Roundtable Live and Liberty News Radio and promote, you know, constitutional government, maybe they can help us export the Constitution to China, too.
Yeah, the thing you have to be really careful, at least in my opinion, is typically those who, well, pay the bills, they kind of have strings attached to their money.
Yeah, you got to be careful of that for sure. All right, Russia, Kurt, withdraws from International Criminal Court, writes Liberty News Daily. What do you think of that?
I don't know. You know, at least I would expect this whole International Criminal Court thing to be pretty much kind of connected to the whole insider boys, the globalist boys.
Oh, yeah.
And so the Russians are probably, well, doing a smart move.
Donald ought to follow suit, Kurt.
Amen to that. Or just move right out of the UN.
Just shut down the criminal court, back out of the UN. You know, all that stuff's cool.
Well, you know, these globalist boys always want to run the world, and they've got their whole setup. I think that's part of it.
Hey, Kurt, you know the boys down at Univision?
Yeah, they were having a little tough times lately.
So yes, sir, they're laying off over 200 employees.
Yeah.
Now, we went down and talked to Univision when we were at the Republican National Convention. I did an interview with an L.A., lead guy for Univision, big shot or whatever. And, you know, George, what's his name over there at Univision, or Jorge Ramos, I think is his name. This guy basically, got in big old battles with the Donald, and now they're just melting down and laying people off. And anyway, it's sad, Kurt, it's sad. But, maybe what Univision ought to think about doing is having policies and advocating for obedience to the law. And so what they want to do is just run around and defend illegality under the name of, quote,
obey
race.
Obey the law?
Yeah. I think they ought to set aside race, Kurt, and say, look, we support people who are legally here. We support adjusting our laws to allow more people to come here legally, but we reject illegality. And if Univision was standing on that kind of a platform, it might make some sense, Kurt. But when you promote blatantly for illegality, you're just not going to do well in America.
No, that's kind of illegal, isn't it?
So anyway, my friends over at Univision, I'm giving you a little bit of advice. Don't become race baiters. Don't think that we just hate Mexicans, because it isn't true. It's a lie. Understand that, you know what, we do need to change our laws to shut down the illegal door, and we need to call a spade. They are illegal aliens. They're not here legally. They have broken the law. Now, that doesn't mean we need to be mean or hostile or evil or anything, but it does mean we cannot support breaking the law. And so let's shut the illegal door, and let's find legal ways for people to come that are not criminals, that are good people. And let's welcome the good people, but let's have an appropriate, regulated solution to allow people to come to America who want to. But let's also try to make Mexico great again. And then maybe Univision wouldn't be laying off 200 employees. They might be able to expand, you know? By the way, Kurt, more Americans use subscription painkillers than tobacco, believe it or not, nationally. 37.8% of adult Americans are using some kind of a painkiller. Well, believe it or not, only 31.1% of adults use tobacco. Literally well over a third of Americans on these hardcore painkillers, Kurt. It's crazy. Of course, you couldn't have medicinal marijuana. That would be crazy. Wow, what a sad commentary.
Ooh.
All right, Kurt. I got to bring this to your attention. Well, you brought this up, I guess. Let's just talk about this one. I am aging gracefully, Kurt.
Well, occasionally, Sam, occasionally we kind of enjoy a little bit of, I guess you could call it humor.
You can tell people that Kurt's getting older.
Well, and so I just thought this was kind of fun. And a good buddy of mine sent it to me. Number one, they say under the aging gracefully, says, I changed my car horn to gunshot sounds. People move out of the way much faster now.
I'd recommend against that.
I didn't make it to the gym today. That makes 5 years in a row. Number three, I decided to change calling the bathroom the John and renamed it the gym. I feel so much better saying I went to the gym this morning. Last year, I joined a support group for procrastinators. We haven't met yet.
Working on it, though.
Yeah. Number five, I don't need anger management. I need people to stop irritating me. Number six, when I was a child, I thought nap time was a punishment. Now, as a grown-up, it just feels like a small vacation.
Amen to that.
Yeah. Number seven, my people skills are just fine. It's my tolerance of idiots that needs working on.
Yeah, that's a good point.
Number eight, if God wanted me to touch my toes, he would have put them on my knees. Number nine, the kids text me please, PLZ, which is shorter than please, PLEASE. I text back no, which is shorter than yes.
There you go. I like that.
Number 10, I'm going to retire and live off of my savings. Not sure what I'll do the second week. Number 11, even duct tape can't fix stupid, but it can muffle the sound. Number 12, why do I have to press 1 for English when you're just going to transfer me to someone I can't understand anyway?
Not good point. That's not even funny. That's a good point.
Yeah, number 13 and last, of course I talk to myself. Sometimes I need expert advice. Yeah.
Well, hey, nothing like an expert.
Yeah,
you know?
There you go.
You know, some of these things just tell the tale. It's interesting. They have all these things. You know you're getting old when, right? Or, you know you were born in the 80s if, you know, these kind of different things. A lot of them are kind of fun. And once in a while, we got to take a little bit of break from the craziness of the world and the immorality that we find ourselves sadly immersed in. But you know what, folks? We will find humor. We will find faith. We will find a desire to move forward and to do so in a way that'll bring people together and restore the country to its former greatness based on sound principles given to us, in my humble opinion, by God to help us be safe and free. And we want that for
everyone. Yeah, make
America
great again, huh?
Yeah, we want that for everyone, Kurt.
Yeah.
Don't care what color, male and female, everybody. All right, LibertyRoundtable.com, LibertyNewsDaily.com, LibertyNewsRadio.com. This nation shall endure.